This unnamed texter says, I've been in numerous meetings with KMG, as this person is calling her, and you couldn't imagine a more impressive, intelligent, respectful, dignified, kind and beautiful person. Highly educated and much respected. I cried when I heard the news this morning. Thank God she's coming home. We're talking about Carly Moore Gilbert coming home next, but also maybe a few more of your loved ones heading home too.
You're listening to Virginia Trioli on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Penny Wong is the Labor spokesperson on foreign affairs. Penny Wong, good to talk to you again. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you, Virginia.
It's good news, isn't it?
It's wonderful news. I'm greatly relieved, and I cannot imagine how Carly's family and loved ones and friends feel this morning. It's just fantastic news, and I duly do pay tribute to her resilience and her family too. And I do. All of us are thankful for the work of the officials who worked to bring her home.
Without compromising anything of the situation she's in right now, what, if anything, can you tell us about the behind-the-scenes moves to get us to this place?
Well, there's obviously a lot of diplomatic effort, and I'm grateful that the government ensured that senior members of the opposition were briefed, and we appreciate that. I kept saying publicly this was a case in which we thought it was important that diplomatic efforts be allowed to take their course without too much public publicity. And I think that, you know, the people who have worked behind the scenes have done a wonderful job, and she's en route home, and that's a fantastic outcome.
She's en route home. Do you know when she might land, Penny Wong?
No, I'm not sure how long that will take in terms of... her actual arrival, but I'm sure her family are looking forward to it very much.
That really is excellent news. What, if anything, should be the consequence on the relationship between us and Iran as a result of this?
Look, that's an interesting question. I think probably after the dust has settled on this, it's probably something for us people to reflect on. Obviously, we have a great many issues with the Iranian regime. But Australia has always continued to maintain engagement. So we'll see where the government wants to take this thereafter. I think at the moment everybody's just extremely happy that this has been achieved, and that she's an Australian. It's really quite an extraordinary Australian who's on her way home.
Well, as described, it's an amazing description from clearly one of her colleagues there, held in the highest possible esteem. It's a tricky thing because, as you say, Australia and Iran, notwithstanding, all the drama that's gone on, globally, we've managed to maintain that, how shall I phrase this, some sort of, working relationship between the two countries. You wouldn't want to see that compromised, or do you think the time is up now for us to reconsider some of that?
Oh, look, I don't think this is a point at which I'd talk about that sort of diplomatic inflection. I mean, I think governments of both political persuasions have recognised, whilst we have very deep concerns about the disruptive behaviour of the Iranian regime, we also recognise the importance of continuing to engage, and I think that's been a consistent position from both parties of government.
We've been speaking this morning about room on Matthias Cormann's jet to perhaps pick up a few Australians who are stranded overseas. I'm only half joking when I raise that issue, Penny Wong. The broader issue is what we haven't done in relation to getting Australians home. What's your view?
Now, look, it's a very good question, and I really, some of the saddest emails I get as a politician, as a representative, are from both the individuals but also family and friends of people who are stuck overseas. And I do think there's been an abdication of responsibility by Mr Morrison on this. We have, last count, 36,000 Australians stuck overseas, unable to get home, and the great majority of them weren't able to get home through no fault of their own. Mm. So, early on when Mr Morrison was sort of dismissing it, they should have come home earlier, the reality was many people couldn't. I mean, I think I might have spoken to you. Certainly, it was a high-profile example of Australians in South America, and they were in domestic lockdown, so they weren't allowed to. They couldn't even get to an airport.
That's
right. Probably their fault. Prime Minister Mr Morrison promised to get people home by Christmas. We've got a Senate Select Committee today, where Christina Keneally and Katie Gallagher will be asking questions about this to see whether or not that Prime Ministerial promise will be delivered. will he get all these Australian time by Christmas? I can almost guarantee, unless something major happens, that won't happen, because the numbers have been going the wrong way.
Penny Wong, good to talk to you. Thank you.